Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey. How are you doing and feeling this morning? And how was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing and feeling great. I could use another cup of coffee, which, well, I guess I'll get to that. But
Well, I guess you just have a show and tell because you got a gift.
I see you got a gift, too. You open yours first. Let me see.
Okay, because it says,
I love gifts.
Honorable Judge Blow, open live on air.
Okay, yes. Okay.
So this is what it looks like.
Oh! Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
So. I'm excited.
All right.
Great Let's... things come in small packages.
I will not touch that.
Not, what are you trying to say, Homer? What are you trying to say?
Not from a lot of women's perspective.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay, so.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Okay. Really?
Would you?
This is what we do.
Uh-huh.
This is what we do.
Let's see. What? What?
I want you to read it on there. Read it. Here.
Oh, my.
And what does it say? What is this?
No baby gavel should play alone.
So finish reading.
No baby gavel should play alone. Share this baby girl gavel with your friend in the Truth Playpen.
Show the little ribbons.
Aw, look, y'all. There's a little pink ribbon on here. Aw, so cute. Aw, look. It's a baby girl gavel. Oh, Homer is so cute. Where your baby boy gavel? Where your baby boy? So cute. Got the little pink. Y'all see it? Can you get a close up in on it, Xavier? It's so cute. That is so. Oh my gosh. Y'all just don't know. It's brimming with cuteness with the little. I love it. Don't you love it?
Yes. He's trying to do it. Hold it up. He's trying to do it.
Oh, okay. My bad. Look at that. Is that cute? Oh.
Yeah,
it got a little pink. You see the little pink ribbon, y'all?
It's a girl.
Mm-hmm. It's a girl.
Okay. All right. Give her here. Why are you laughing, Bailey? See.
I can't help it. That's funny.
Listen. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the order in here.
Okay.
I don't even want, because it's a girl, I don't even want to hit her. It's a girl.
Well, just tap her. Just tap. Oh, look at that. Baby girl gavel.
Yeah.
That is so sweet. Oh, my gosh. She's so cute.
Trying to hit a woman.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, you have to be protective until she
clearly
becomes of age.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like her other siblings.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, actually, she's, from what it's saying, it's not the sister.
Oh.
It's just baby girl gavel
right.
with your friend
right.
in the Truth Playpen.
Right.
So they're not biologically related.
Okay.
So it's like now they
you
brought
can tap
a girl.
Them together.
You know what, Bailey? See, I can't hit her. I can't.
Oh, wait a minute. That gavel too old to play. That gavel too old to play in the playpen.
This gavel is trying to get order in the studio. That's what this.
That gavel too old to play in the playpen.
Order in the studio. That's what this gavel is doing. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like, hold up. We ain't doing this. We are not putting her in a harmful situation.
Okay.
She is still a baby.
See, yeah.
But yes. So shout out to baby girl, the gavel.
Okay.
So, yep. So not biologic. So they could end up dating when they get grown. And then, but you know what? And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say this, or uh-huh. maybe I ain't gonna say it, but mm-hmm. if this mm-hmm. girl uh-huh. and Baby Gabel uh-huh. Jr. Uh-huh. were to, you know,
gavel together.
Yes. with so looking at how they are and looking at how her and him are. Uh-huh. If they created another gavel.
You didn't bring the baby?
It would be
the other
it would be what?
I don't.
Okay. Let's just say not latte.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly.
Hold up. Not latte, but.
Mocha? I don't know. What?
Moo?
Huh?
Hell no.
Moo?
Hell no.
Not latte, but moo?
I don't know.
Change the letter E at the end. Put an O. It wouldn't be latte anymore. It would be L-A-T-T-O is what?
You tell me.
Lotto.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I'm saying? Bailey,
can I open my?
You need coffee.
Can I?
Moo. Okay. Anyway.
Can I open my gift?
It wouldn't be. Okay. Some people. Now Xavier didn't get what I meant by that either, from the sounds of his drops. But somewhere, somebody in Truth Nation is saying, "Hell no, bro." Somebody is saying it.
Negro, please.
Somebody exactly. Somebody, Minister Kevin said, that's a nice little rattle for the baby. You know what? Listen, you see, I got my Haterade Kool-Aid.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
Haterade Kool-Aid. Because y'all ain't going to be doing my.
Listen, can I open
baby
my
girl.
Gift?
Yes, you can, on the air. Yeah, y'all ain't going to be doing her. Nope.
Queen B. Coleman opened live on air, so let's go. I get to be queen.
Better. And great morning to everybody on our YouTube
page.
Yeah,
yeah.
We love you. We appreciate everybody who's in already. We love you. Hope you had a safe and great weekend.
Let's see. Here.
But now let's let Bailey, Queen B. It does say
I queen get to be B. Queen B. This morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forget Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. No queen should taste the truth alone. Bestow this goblet to the living legend with your vast truth queendom. The man, the myth, the legend. Home a blow. That's what it said.
Oh,
no queen should taste the truth alone. Bestow this goblet to the living legend within your vast truth queendom.
What?
I think this is your coffee mug.
It said Queen Bee.
No, the man.
The myth.
The man. Legend. You the legend.
One man. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You the legend. I'm supposed to give it to you. It said bestow it.
Yes, that
bestow
with
this
me.
Goblet.
Okay, so hold on.
To the living legend.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now, where's the trumpets, Xavier? You can just play Deja Vu. All right, find the song Deja Vu. All right?
Here we go.
Not the one by Beyonce. Lord Tariq. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Find Lord Tariq.
Lord Tariq.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Lord Tariq and Peter Guns?
Mm-hmm. Right. He's
who later became, yes, the reality star legend, yeah. Peter Guns.
Yeah. So, but if he searches Lord Tariq, it should come up. T-A-R-I-Q, by the way. Tariq. T-A-R-I-Q. Yeah, people spell names different. So, Lord Tariq. Now, and all you'd have to do is literally play the intro. You ain't even got to let it jump into the beat, but the beat is banging.
Oh, you need to know you could only hand wash this.
Okay.
So you're going to have to take it home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where it's going. That's where it's going. See? Now. Okay. Now, start it over again as, hang on, let Bailey read it. Stop it.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so we're going to let Bailey read it, and then she's going to bestow it upon me, and I shall accept it. So, here we go. All right. Bailey. Queen Bee. No, let her bestow it. That happens when she hands it to me. Okay.
No queen should taste the truth alone. Bestow this goblet to the living legend within your vast truth queendom.
And now, I shall receive this. Hear ye.
Negro, please.
Give me that key again. That Negro.
Negro, please.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So are we dissing the person that gave me the mug?
No, we're dissing.
We're dissing the person who gave me the mug? And he said yes. Xavier, I shall learn to work the hotkeys. I would not diss whoever gave me this mug. You're continuing to diss the person. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Truth Nation, whoever did this for me,
I just
want you to know that I really do appreciate it. So despite the buzzers and the Negro please and all of that, it means a lot. Again, I don't take things.
He finally got a coffee mug.
Yeah, I don't take
things. Be happy now.
I don't take things lightly, and people that know me really know that. So, yeah, I would not have done those things to act like I don't appreciate, just like with my baby girl, Gavel. I really appreciate it and respect it. So just know, thank you. Despite the way that the hotkeys ended up, you know, doing it, I myself, the legendary Homer Blow, I truly and humbly appreciate this. Because you didn't have to do it. Whoever it was, you didn't have to do it. So I just want y'all to know that. So, Bailey, what you got before we take care of our first set of bills?
Man.
What are we coming black with?
Man, you know, there's an update.
On which story? It's so many stories in the Milwaukee city.
We did talk about this at length on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding the 33-year-old woman that hunted down the 12-year-old child
mm-hmm.
over water bottle places mm-hmm. to, you know, mm-hmm. and showed her children.
Mm-hmm.
That she had previously been
under
the jail, I mean, in prison
mm-hmm.
for alleged child neglect.
No, it wasn't no alleged. She got found guilty, and they sent her ass to prison.
So
it wasn't no alleged. She was found guilty.
We got an update on that story, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Y'all want to hear this because it's going to make you mad. It's going to make you madder than what you felt on Friday about this lady.
See, and you know what? I wore this shirt for a reason because
mm-hmm.
I think me accepting this mug, there was some hatery coming from the producer's studio.
Oh, goodness.
There's some hatery. That's why I got my hatery. Like, oh, no, not hatery. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7. I am the legendary Homer Blow with thy mug.
And your baby Gavel.
Yes, and my baby girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Baby girl, Gavel.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. And, of course, we're going to be getting an update. And before we go into that, I want to give a shout-out to Granville Bid and Mr. B's Privilege, Craig and Frenchie, and everybody, all the women, Larissa Taylor, all of the people that were involved in this year's Granville Bid Blues Fest. It went 2 weekends, so last night was the finale on the second weekend. And on Saturday, they had a record number, like this Blues Festival, and it's the 11th annual. So as it continues to grow, they had on Saturday over 5,000 people that were out there for Kelly Price. Shout out to our family, WNOV, Debo and Sharon and Clark Kent. They were hosting, and Corey DJ Don was the main DJ for both weekends. But DJ Clark Kent was DJing as well on different intervals over the weekends. But, yeah, so Debo and Sharon and Keith Paris, they all done a great job hosting and facilitating the situation. And they brought me up and introduced me. And, of course, I gave love and support to the people. People gave love and support to me. Again, I thank people all the time. I appreciate it. And Debo was like, you know, Blow, we have to not on. We weren't on the mic when he said this. He said, but Blow, we have to allow you to bring out Kelly Price. So I was the MC. And the way I done the intro, Bailey, you know, I'm always trying to be creative with things. Mm-hmm. So I was able to, like, use all her songs in getting ready to bring her out. Mm-hmm. So, and I was saying, like, you know, so she has a song. I said, how many fiancés in the audience? Mm-hmm. You know, how many fiancés and everybody, the ones that were? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, well, he proposed to you. Mm-hmm. Her songs.
Right.
And then I talked about when he did that, you ended up, you know, doing what you shouldn't have done first, but, you know, blam, that part happened, right? You should have waited till the honeymoon happened. But anyway, so then I was like, after that, you know, it was like, as we lay, now y'all just engaged. And then I said, you know, she redone As We Lay by Shirley Murdoch. Mm-hmm. And then I said, it was You Should Have Told Me.
Yeah.
Which is another one of her hit records.
Yeah.
And then I said, after that, you found out that she was a friend of yours.
She was a friend of mine.
And I said, but after all that, it's your time to shine now.
Because
that's her other one. It's your time to shine. So I did all of that, and I, of course, said, welcome platinum recording artist Kelly Price. Yeah. And, of course, everybody went crazy. Mm-hmm. So it was a great look, though. And then I also stopped out on yesterday, and, of course, me and Cheryl. And we ended up catching R&B Live.
Okay.
So that was a good look. Shout out to Al Boogie and the Soulful Liners of Milwaukee. Worked with him when I had the DJ Throwback Vibe Friday.
Mm-hmm.
At Diaspora on 735 East Center, and it was an amazing event, and we had the RW24, which is the River West, and they're bicyclists, and they ride from they ride 24 hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. the next morning, 7 a.m. the next morning, So, and it was just so we had 8 to 9 of their groups come in at different times besides them coming in while I was, you know, DJing earlier or whatnot. Uh-huh. But we had like over 400 of them come through.
Wow.
And Al Boogie and the Soulful Liners of Milwaukee ended up teaching them line dances because they all had to do something different, right?
Okay.
So he taught them line dances, and they got it. You know, I got some video clips of it. But, yeah, it was a great, great weekend for me, and I enjoyed myself. So I worked. Shout out to the Farrell family. I DJed their family reunion on Saturday, so that was a great, great look early in the afternoon out there. Before that, Five Star Impact done their community soft opening at 1138 West Garfield Avenue, right on the corner of 12th and Garfield. So salute to Akaya Smith and Jacob, you know, and all of the other people that worked hard to make that a success. And they had well over 300 people out there for that. So, yeah, so it was a busy weekend.
Yeah.
And now here we are again. Don't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, now to, and I just wanted to make sure that I gave that love and respect. So to Craig, Frenchie, and everybody involved with the Granville bid. Alderwoman Larissa Taylor and everybody else, Brown Deer people and all of that. It was an amazing job.
I drove by it several times.
They were in were in Shea Shea Fufu Land?
Yeah, they were near it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Y'all need to learn how to cross the street.
It's free.
Y'all might want to know how to drive, too, just a little bit.
It's free.
So what?
Ain't no rules. Ain't no rules. Rules are out the window.
Rules apply. If you don't want to get, you want to stay walking and not get hit, you got to watch how you walk.
Speaking of stay walking, going into a serious situation. Speaking about stay walking.
Yes.
The update. Oh, so to got to give the love and respect to Milwaukee Black Media and Civic Media because, again, WNOV, Milwaukee Courier, and, of course, The Truth, 101.7 FM, were, you know, engaged in all of that. You know what I'm saying? So we done our due diligence and helped to be a part of a very successful and amazing Granville Blues Bid Festival this year, two weekends. All right, so now there was the 33-year-old girl who says she's a community hero. She's a hero in the community for shooting the 12-year-old.
Right.
She's a hero. And my brother, Court Commissioner Barry Phillips, said, "You are not a hero in the community." And yeah. But there's an update?
Yes, there's an update. Now, the 12-year-old is now out of the hospital, but will need to attend physical therapy sessions to regain his ability to walk. So she shot him, and he ended up not being able to walk because of her shooting him.
You know, this is the part that I talk about, Bailey, when I say that when people say non-fatal injuries, I've been talking about this for a couple of decades now. When you say that, it makes it seem like you're okay. But you're not.
You're not.
Your body has a hole in it that you didn't have before.
Yeah.
And even if they say, well, it was a flesh wound or whatever, it's still some remnants that happen even from the through and through flesh wound. If it hits bones, which in this situation, it did hit his bone. Now, bones shatter, you know what I'm saying? Now you have to try to get metal plates. You have to hope, you know, with him being 12, you know, maybe he can, you know, regenerate. You get what I'm saying? And maybe, I don't know the extent, but sometimes, like I say, when it takes out a whole portion of that bone, you get what I'm saying? That ain't growing black.
Yeah, not at all.
You know, it's got to be, you know, kind of Frankenstein black together.
Yeah.
And you may forever walk with a limp, just all the things. And you'll know the weather when it's going to rain. You can get early onset arthritis because of these things, even from people with broken arms and stuff like that. And especially the more seasoned you become as an adult. So, yeah, that's the part that I be trying to get people to understand, like when we hear it, because it's thrown around so casually, in my opinion, of the injuries were not life-threatening.
Yeah.
But if it was a singer and she got shot in the neck and survived, but now her vocal cords are forever damaged, that is life-threatening to her. That was, you know, or him. That was their moneymaker. That was what they do, you know. So I don't think people think about that often enough. So, yeah, now you're saying this situation, he's going to have a lot of physical therapy just to learn to walk again.
Well, also, you know, the boys, luckily the boy's father was there. And as she fled, the father was able to grab his son and rush him to the hospital.
Yeah. Because time is of the essence in a lot of these health situations like that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me more angry because he didn't, you know, anytime a kid gets shot or anyone gets shot, it's a tragic situation. But with this particular situation, I mean, this baby can't even walk.
Okay, go ahead.
Why you clearing your throat? You said, because I said anybody?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, well, yes. Some people faffo. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes.
Well,
but I understand where you're going with this, but yeah, sometimes.
So the bullets also struck a woman's living room where her three kids, including a two-month-old, were sitting inside at the time. None of the children were injured, but the woman said she's planning to move out of Milwaukee because of incidents like this. We talked about that, too.
Yeah, because it's
I don't blame her. I would, too. Yeah.
It's a reoccurring situation, unfortunately, for a lot of people.
And you don't want your kids to grow up in that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You want your kids to grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And you don't want them growing up with the fear of shots and hearing and this and that and that. I mean, that's just terrible.
Yep. Lauren Taylor on her YouTube said, bone shatter, internal organs are damaged, even arteries and veins have complications that will never go away. And that's exactly where I'm going with. Injuries are not life-threatening. Now, you survived, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You survived, but, you know, to, you know, I got a friend that, you know, was in a motorcycle accident.
And,
you know, I won't, you know, family and friends know who I'm speaking of, but his injuries, yeah, he's never, never, ever going to be the same. Never.
You know, I mean, you like you said, you could survive these things, but, you know, what happens later?
Yep. And it's a mental mind trip, you know, to know that one day you were here and now in a millisecond, your life can change forever. We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus, from science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uw.edu/roarready.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. Ah, the city, the city, the city.
Just have fun. We just like to have fun here in Milwaukee. We just like to kick it.
Order in the studio, baby.
We kick it all over town.
What we did show is that even on just that one day, but now you got to really add the overall attendance of both weekends, which were 3-day weekends, right? To have over 5,000 people out there at the Granville Vid Blues Fest with Mr. B's Privilege, not an incident. Not an incident. And when it was over, everybody went home. Not an incident. Not over 5,000.
Not on Brady 000. Street.
See, we ain't going there. We're going to go to the Truth Talk text
not
line.
Not on Brady Street.
Are you up there with LaRon Taylor? we ain't going there. We ain't going
not
there.
No, we was out there.
No, no.
We
no,
was out it, in these
Brady
streets.
Street was calm.
We was out.
Brady Fest was a wonderful
we
thing.
We was out in these streets.
Now, where's the Brother Brady Please Fest. Hotkey now?
Out yeah, yeah, Brady
but
Fest. See,
but I'm just saying.
Well, Brady Street is over by his house.
Right,
so, he
so
ain't
but
had
I
no,
didn't hear no hotkeys when I said that it was peaceful, all Brady Fest. Now, that's when you should have put Please. You know what I'm saying? Negro Please. That's when you should have put
well,
that. Yeah, but we got.
It was peaceful until the nighttime.
Until
the you know certain crowd came in.
Your people.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to Michael on the True Talk text lines 833-212-1017. Great morning, Michael. We love you. We appreciate you. What's your truth about this shooting?
I just want to say that I think people should be thinking about what they're doing before they do it because. That poor kid can have suffer the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, and I'm going to be praying for the 12-year-old because I know I've never been shot, but I know people that have. I've heard people mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. have been shot, mm-hmm. and it's not right. It's just not right, and we need to pray for everybody in the city that goes around shooting people because they need prayers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's my truth today. And thank you, Bailey, and thank you, Home of Low. And I appreciate you guys very much.
All right. We appreciate you, Michael.
You, too.
Yep.
Right, thank you.
Colin.
Yeah, but no, I just want, you know, Brady, anybody go to Brady Fest, give us a call. The True Talk text lines are open.
It was a great day.
It was a great weekend.
It was a good day.
It was a great weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 833-212-1017.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing bad to say about Brady Street and the Brady Street Festival.
Not at all.
Nope.
No videos. Where your video at, Homer?
I have nothing to contribute to.
What do you mean?
Brady Fest.
What?
I have
Xavier. Did
to
you
contribute
go?
To
did you go check out?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
Toys R Us adults that may have.
It was probably just, I did see a fight later in the night, a video, but all in all, it was pretty peaceful. Then, you know, the drunk people, then, you know, a certain kind of crowd kind of comes in when the night comes and then, you know, starts getting a little ratchet and, you know, you might see some boobs fly out when some fists fly, you know.
Ooh. Ooh.
But all in all, pretty peaceful day, beautiful
day. Okay.
There you go.
See?
That's it.
Brady Fest.
All right.
You ain't seen that. Yeah.
Oh, I could pull up a video if you want to see a video of some blacks fighting.
it was you said blacks fighting?
Well, that's who it was doing it.
It was,
I didn't see no Caucasians or no Mexicans fighting.
You didn't see none?
Not that I saw.
Wow. Okay.
And I didn't witness the fight. I just saw the video of it, but. In the video that I saw, saw a whole bunch of white people looking at the people, like, what? And then a whole bunch of blacks just kind of congregating. And it was always the female. It's always the females for some reason. The black females are always throwing hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I said it's the Gladiator Club. It should be a thing. I mean, they can settle their differences, get a little money, get a little clout. Because at the end of the day, Homer said, "Oh, they're gonna if they do that, they get embarrassed. They're gonna shoot and stuff like that." They're going to do it anyway because those videos are going to make it to the internet. And that way, they probably a little less inclined if they have a little money in their pocket.
Well, they saved the fight for the ring, right?
Exactly. And we could make a lot of money.
Homer, you're always down for some additional revenue. What say you?
You know, I would wear all... five of my gavels out.
The Homer Blow Gladiator Club?
I would, the HB
Gladiator Club?
I would wear all my gavels out trying to bring order to
the people with
the
kids?
Commentary that was... No,
what?
the commentary.
Gladiator Club, brought to you by the legendary Home Blow.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that'd be great. You'd be ringside, you bring them in, you know. Now we got Shakisha coming in, weighing at 5'2", 210 pounds. Now we got Shikari, she weighs 5'4", 310 pounds.
Oh, well, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's the heavyweight division.
Tell me how you really feel about our people, bro. I'm just saying. Bailey, what you got?
What's wrong, Homer? What's wrong? Come on now. What happened? You said Brady Street.
Brady Street Festival.
What happened at Brady Street Festival? You went to one festival that was pleasant and wonderful, and then the other one is not so much.
I didn't go.
You just saw the video? You just saw videos? Was there a story on it?
No. No? Knowledge. So I just saw that Brady Festival was going on.
Uh-huh. I knew it was going on, but I ain't go.
And you didn't see any videos, right?
No, but I rolled past your festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw that.
Almost hit a few people. They don't care.
Okay.
They don't care. They was across the street, running out there, darting out. I'm like, really? Really?
I'm going to refrain from my viewpoint on that.
It's real. It's real. They running across the street trying to get some. There was food vendors on the other side of the street. There was parking on the other side of the street, too.
Yeah, under guidelines. I'll just say it like that.
I'm just saying. Truth is the truth. We're on the truth, are we not?
I know. But, you know, we got to kind of reserve some of it.
It's real.
Yeah.
I know.
But we got to kind of.
I'm not saying the festival wasn't good and everything wasn't great. I'm not saying that.
Let's see. On the YouTube page, let's see, we got, Nurse Aryan Kawanda on the 12-year-old situation said, prayers for that baby. Keep her ass under the jail this time. She shouldn't be out at all. LaRon Taylor said, down the road, if that kid needs a wheelchair, somebody's going to steal it.
Wow.
Also said, which one of y'all was fighting in CASA on Saturday night?
Ooh.
Also said, I hate that we are now the usual suspects, or it's them again. It's not a stereotype. It's true. Yeah, that's where he came. Yeah, okay.
Listen.
Anita Nicole said, I went to Brady and was out before the street lights came on.
Uh-huh.
It was a good time with good vendors. Shame on all the foolishness during the later hours.
There you go.
All right, we got to get ready to take care of some more bills, right, Bailey?
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, I'm just going to chill with my mug.
You seem deflated.
Huh?
I said you seem deflated.
No, he's not deflated. He's mad.
Oh, you're mad. Oh, I got the perfect song for you coming back.
We got a live read coming back. So.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a good beat for you.
All right, you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, it's your chance to win. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Black Arts Fest MKE happening this Saturday, August 1st at the Summerfest Grounds in Milwaukee. Don't miss an unforgettable day of music, culture, art, food, and community featuring the artist Dave Hollister on the main stage. Also, the Lattimore Brothers live on stage. Listen every day for your cue to call and score your pair of tickets. It's Black Arts Fest MKE, Saturday, August 1st at the Summerfest Grounds, brought to you by the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Today, sometime today on one of these shows, you're going to have a chance to win tickets. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts, hashtag you gonna learn today. Bailey, we are black.
Well, I thought I was Caucasian, but okay.
What about when this
guy... That's beige. Waffle color.
So I'm saying if they have a, it would be... Okay, all right. You just don't want to concede to the truth. Shout out to the rapper. You know which one I'm talking about?
Mulatto.
Yeah, she just Lotto now.
Oh, she just Lotto now. Mm-hmm. Okay, Lotto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay, all right. Whew. All right. So I still got to adjust my cup. Okay, I'll adjust it somehow. We'll get to where you can see the whole cup. It's down a little bit. It's missing. What?
I said the cup placement is an accident waiting to happen.
No, it's solid on there.
We need a bigger pedestal for it.
No, but anyway, we'll be good. We'll be good. So, Bailey, what else you got?
Man, there's a lot going on, dude. Mm-hmm. So there's this lady that has been going around and she's been fraudulently renting out her place. So, turns out there's a Milwaukee woman facing eviction posed as a landlord on Zillow and scammed four families out of nearly $8,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. So, when you book and view a home on a popular housing platform like Zillow, you naturally expect the listing and the landlord to be what? Legitimate, right?
Correct.
Because you on Zillow. Mm-hmm. What could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a lot could happen, clearly. A recent experience by a handful of unfortunate Milwaukee families demonstrates that even authentic-looking listings can mm-hmm. be complete scams. Now, the residents who are now collectively out of thousands of dollars in rent payments were duped by a woman who was out on bail for multiple charges, including, you guessed it, fraud.
Damn.
Mm. Sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So while searching for a rental unit, each of the families came across the same Zillow post for a home owned by a landlord named Quincy Jones. First red flag.
Yeah.
Who, despite having no profile photo, red flag number two, had an identity verified check mark on the site.
Crazy, ain't it?
Real crazy.
Because it made you feel like it was really official.
Because it had the check mark. The listing showed multiple photos of a three-bedroom home, which seemed perfect for the prospective tenants, and everything seemed above board. They each booked showings with a woman who was alleged to be Quincy's wife, Tasha. Now, upon meeting Tasha and touring the place, the house hunters, some of whom spoke with our friends at Fox 6,
mm-hmm.
this week determined it was nice and very and everything that they were looking for. So to secure the property, they handed over sums of money to cover rent and other expenses,
mm-hmm.
while Tasha insisted on receiving everything in what?
Cash.
Red flag number three.
Mm-hmm.
One of the families reportedly had the locks changed on them while they were out, while others said they were simply ghosted by Tasha and company before they'd been given the keys. Okay, after they paid up, of course, they got the keys. One woman even tried to get money back after realizing she'd been swindled, but was left terrified after she was allegedly shown a gun by an accomplice in Tasha's car.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. In total, four sets of victims were found. Each other, they all found each other on Facebook, took the issue to the police, but were distraught by the crime that they did. And then they did some digging themselves, mm-hmm. and they ended up uncovering the ultimate punchline of the whole affair. That not only was Tasha, whose real name is Yasmin Halima Hamid, I don't know if I got that right, but anyway, she was posing as the landlord of the property she didn't own. She was actually the delinquent tenant of the address, facing eviction for non-payment of rent. Mm. Meanwhile, she gotten away with stealing more than $7,700 from her prey, who were perhaps a little too trusting at the time when rents across their traditional affordable home city surged 28% over just 4 years. Zillow says the listing was removed, yada, 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 yada. You know, they got statements and all mm-hmm, that kind of mm-hmm. stuff saying they wasn't at fault. They didn't know. Mm-hmm.
That part, you know, that's going to come up.
But she going to get back with some fraud. Mm-hmm. What you taking a picture of Homer?
My little mug. I was going to try to send a picture. But it's okay. I try to move it the best I could. You going to learn today. Yeah, so, yeah, that's crazy. And I know some people who were scammed.
Oh, by the way, that story was from our friends at Fox 6.
Yeah, I know some people who were scammed.
You know some people that were scammed by her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
And, you know, the effects that these kind of things have on our community.
Yeah.
As if we don't already deal with it a lot. We don't already have to deal with the fact that there's so many stereotypes that we bring to life. You know, it's hard to fight against stereotypes, in my opinion, when some of our people bring them to life.
Yeah.
It's not a stereotype. It's the truth. And we have to understand that we got to do some type of internal separation here.
Yeah.
Because it's having what I always say, an effect on the majority, even when it's a minority group that are fitting that bill.
Right.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. When we come back, will I speak on some of the things that happened on Brady Street at Brady Fest? Will I talk about some of the things that
happened
inside?
Let it go.
Casablanca.
Let it go.
Will I talk about what happened at Revel on the South Side?
Go ahead.
There's a common denominator.
Why not?
I want people to answer.
What is it?
Do you know what that common denominator is? We got to take care of some bills.
Yo, people.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said I do.
Okay. That's if I decide to talk about it. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
Oh, come on, Homer. You're ready to let it go. Yeah. I know you are.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.